bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hello and welcome in. Happy Monday. You've got the Bottom Line 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com as we're live from the First United Bank Studio. It is a Monday edition. If you are a Red Raider football fan, I hope you're also a Dallas Cowboy fan, because maybe your Sunday night made it a little more bearable after another disappointing weekend. You almost had the Ducks. I mean, you had them right where you wanted to. It's Clint Scott, Chris Snead, Ben Poorman. Also joined by Kaylee's Dailies herself, Kaylee Snead, in the house.
What's up, Home Skillets?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's waiting over there. Ayo, Snead.
What's up?
Oh, I had to wait for you to go first?
No.
Oh, well, I've already introduced myself, so.
Hi,
everybody.
This is our second time, Kaylee, to have you live.
I know, and I get to be here the full hour, so I'm so excited. Because last time we had to kind of speed it up because I had to fly out about 10 minutes later. So, and Clint, I'm not going to lie. A crazy thing happened to me when I got to the airport, and I kind of was putting the two things together. And I was like, do I actually want to do this again? But I did. But, you know, here we are.
We didn't scare you off after the first one.
No.
This is the first step into bringing live animals.
No, it's not. We're
I'm just going to speak it into existence.
No, live animals will be used in the filming of this show.
You have brought animal parts.
I've brought parts. Oh, my God.
Pieces.
I've brought bioanimal artifacts is what we call them. So some of this stuff I have on loan from my facility. And for those of you who don't know, I am a rainforest biologist at Moody Gardens in Galveston Island, Texas. So
I thought you couldn't say that.
I said I can work there.
You know, literally like 10 minutes ago, we got this dissertation about all the things you couldn't say.
Yeah, it was like a 30-page PowerPoint of all the things you couldn't say.
62 slides. I mean, we were like, and now the first thing is, I work at Moody Garden.
Well, that was me introducing myself.
Okay.
But now everything I say after this is going to be my facility, just because I don't want to get too deep in that rabbit hole, you know. But anyway, so some of the stuff
hey, we'll say this real quick. If you're airing out your grievances about the Tech game, that starts at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
you can't.
We're not doing that right now.
You can't hit us up on the H Flooring Studio chat line. We'll take all your thoughts, comments, questions. And if you want, tell you what, if you want to test Kaylee on the spot and get your animal questions, we'll basically be like a live quiz. Are you a good quiz test taker?
No, I actually was not. One reason I almost didn't go to grad school is because they make you take basically the SAT equivalent for graduate school, which is called the GRE.
Yeah.
And I am a horrible test taker. I don't do tests. I just get massive test anxiety. But during COVID, pretty much all of the graduate schools were waiving the GRE. And so I said, all right, we're going. So
there you go.
I am not a good test taker, but same. I feel like I could do pretty okay. Just don't throw anything crazy at me. I'm going to say it right now. I don't know a whole lot about insects. They're just not my thing. And there's like thousands of species of them. And so I just don't know a ton about them. But anyway, so what I've brought today is I've brought a couple of things from stuff we've talked about and a couple of things from stuff that we haven't. So I'll start at the more interesting stuff. So kind of background, I work primarily with aquatic animals. So I am on our fish routine. So I work with a variety of fish and reptiles and invertebrates. And so one of my favorite things that I have brought that we have from our animals is we have stingray barbs, which I can't grab because they are very sharp. So fun fact about stingrays, they have serrated barbs on the end of their tails and they actually shed them. Sorry.
Why was that funny?
Because I forgot.
You're looking at yourself on TV.
No, I'm looking at, I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. I forgot your
name.
It's Ben.
That's Ben. I knew he was new. And so I was like, I know that's not VPE and I know it's not Lucas, but I can't remember your name. I'm so sorry. But anyway, so I brought stingray barbs. And the cool thing about them is that they are serrated with these tiny little kind of knife points. If you've ever seen a shark tooth, it's very similar. So I'll go ahead and give each of y'all one and be very careful. I want y'all to hold it from the end. So, Clint, I'm going to give you this one.
Hold it from the end.
No, this end.
This end.
Yes. And then, Dad, you hold that one on the end. And so you'll kind of see the tiny... You'll see the tiny little serrations that go all the way across.
Could, if needed, a superhero possibly named Captain Sneedaroo add this into the weapon arsenal with pocket sand? Raybarb! Ha! Raybarb!
I think if he had these in his pockets, he would shred up his thigh because they are, like, you can kind of see.
Amongst other things.
Okay.
Like, you can kind of see, like, if you go along this way, kind of, like, along the grain, it's kind of softish. But if you try to go the other way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That did, ow.
That's real.
I told you, be careful.
You told us, and we're, and you had to know both of us were going to test it.
I mean, you literally no, just gave this and said, don't touch this.
I know, I said touch from this end. But yeah, so stingrays, like sharks, they actually shed their barbs, and they always, like, keep growing. So it's really cool because they basically, like, never stop. They always produce these throughout the majority of their life. And this is also usually coated in some sort of a venomous, I don't know how to say this, basically some sort of venom. And luckily, when they come off, that gland that produces the venom is not producing anymore. So, Dad, what did you just do?
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's good to know that the venom's gone, because well, as, like, you were saying that.
Those are some of my nicer ones. And I brought this one just because it's cool, because it kind of shows kind of like the kind of hardships that they go through. Like this one, this guy had a little bit of trouble, and I scooped
it out. Or he was
trouble
for someone else.
Yeah, that could be it, too. And so I really like to kind of emphasize the not-so-pretty parts of it, but these are all from different species. So the two that I gave y'all, they came from tiger stingrays, and they are freshwater. So this is all freshwater stuff over here. So
Also, what about those gills?
Gills, no. These are scales. So
scales.
If y'all remember, I did a daily once about how the Little Mermaid poster was inaccurate because it had a freshwater species that was in saltwater, and it was so funny because I have 100% confidence they just Googled large fish species, because I looked at that poster and I said, that's an arapaima, and it only lives in the Amazon. And so I thought that was kind of a great way to segue that. And I also work with arapaima, and so these are arapaima scales. And so this is the biggest one that I have. It comes from our largest resident that we have, and she is about 8 feet long. She is a piece of work, let me tell you, but I love her to death. She's just, you know, when you've had a pet that's kind of like set in their ways and they're kind of like, you
arrogant.
Serve me.
Yes.
She's very much, you serve me. But the thing is that she serves as a great educational tool for poaching in the Amazon, because, you know, they are large fish, so they're large catches. And so this is kind of like that larger scale. And Clint, I'll give it to you. You can tell kind of hard, and it's like really cool because when they're in the water, they're really soft. But when they come out on land, they're dry and they kind of are hard, and it's really cool. And so the fun thing about these scales is that they all come from the same type of fish. So that's from our large resident. She's about 8 feet long. And then the one that my father has that he is trying to stick to his skin, that is so interesting, that comes from one of our juveniles, but one of our larger juveniles.
And ironic then, that it came from a juvenile. And,
and then the smallest one I have, it comes from one of our smallest juveniles. So I just wanted to bring that to show that these could all be they're all from the same species of fish, but they all have different sizes, and they just have all different types of structures. So,
this is like a survival. Tell us about these feathers.
That's the highest it's macaw. So, if y'all remember, this is the largest macaw that exists. They can get up to 4 feet long. This is from the blue crown pigeon. Remember, they're like the royal pigeons that we talked about. And then this is also blue crown pigeon. They have different types of feathers all throughout them. And then this is from a Madagascar ibis. They are some crazy looking birds. Go Google them.
Madagascar ibis. I saw one of those this weekend.
Where?
In Miami. Dang it. Miami.
All right, you can say that.
And then this is also blue crown. This is one of the other ones.
At your facility.
Yes. And then the last one I want to show real quick is, oh, dang it.
I'll tell you what, we'll put up pictures of everything, and we've got a throwdown, by the way, has been challenged. We'll get to that next. It's the Bottom Line 100.7, The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7, The Score.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of The Bottom Line here, 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Don't forget, take us anywhere with a mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions for us, questions for Kaylee. We'll take them all. We will get to all of those here coming up. But first, Clint Scott, Kaylee Sneed, Chris Sneed, Ben Poorman behind the glass. A specific challenge was laid out as soon as we nailed down, hey, we'll get to have Kaylee live in person for the second time, this time for more than just the one segment, as she has to sprint away to catch a flight. You said you wanted to take on your dear old dad in some take versus take.
I did, because this might be a shocker to everybody, but I'm very competitive. I wonder where, you know, that trait came from. Maybe somewhere far down the family tree, you know. Just if you've ever wondered how competitive I am, it's just it's deep in there. But yeah, I said I'm going to throw down the gauntlet.
I
want the Crazy Frog music.
Come on.
Also, fun fact, when I listen to the show at work, when Crazy Frog pops on, all my coworkers go crazy and we have a dance break. So cue Crazy Frog.
We're making Ben do some extra someone on the fly.
Well, I mean, work as he catches I'm just going to say this, daughter. You wanted some of this. Come on, get it, man. Let's go.
All right. Let's go,
daughter. It is funny. You two are definitely from the same vein.
just because you've been a daughter doesn't mean I ain't going to go. I mean, I'll put you in the wall.
Oh, okay.
I think Ben's got it.
Yeah, Crazy Frog. And then I do this at work every time.
Okay.
And I annoy my coworkers. And I don't care, because we're all a little bit weird there.
Would you consider this song a banger, as they say?
I think so.
A hit?
I mean, smash it. Can you just imagine 25 rainforest biologists all... I would think that's got to be one heck of a party.
I mean, with the amphibians also being Crazy Frog. Yeah. All right. Welcome to Sneed versus Sneed.
Let's go.
Take versus take throwdown.
Come on into the octagon.
I have the questions for you, which means I will be the judge.
Nice.
Come on into the octagon, Kaylee. Let's go.
All right, let's go, Padre.
We'll start off with a Kaylee's Daily's S question, shall we? Seems fitting. If you could pick, now you don't have to do it for Texas Tech, you could do any live animal that's not used. If you could pick a live animal to run, fly, or swim out on a field for a pregame, what animal would you want to be a participant?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've done lots of them, and there was a couple of them that I didn't even get to. But I think I'm going to go Ralphie. Ralphie the Buffalo. I love the fact that their handlers actually have a specific workout regimen, and the fact that she can get up to 25 miles an hour is crazy. So I think I'm going to go with Ralphie the Buffalo. I also love that she's a female because, you know, they're generally a little bit sweeter. So I am going to go with Ralphie the Buffalo. Prime time, baby.
Restate the question again.
Now, the way I asked it was you could pick a live animal of it could be not used. She went used, so you can also go used. But if you want to do one that's not used and have it be inventive and say, hey, why is this animal not being ran or flown out onto the field for pregame, you can go that route as well.
You know what? I would like to see a zebra.
Mm.
I mean, seriously, I mean, how cool of a mascot would a zebra be? Just over there on the sideline, just, you know, run that thing down the middle of the field, man.
I forgot. Are there rebuttals in take versus take?
No rebuttals. Because you're going to lose.
Well,
I would want to see a zebra because I think three dudes running a zebra out there, maybe a guy on the back, man, he's, yeah, getting you know it after
they
it.
Never,
maybe wearing the referee stripes.
I was going to say, they never introduced the refs, and that would be the best way
Clint, you choose the winner, and then I'll say why that probably may not work.
I know riding a zebra is next to impossible.
I'm in on the zebra. Zebra gets the point.
All right. Well, zebras are very hard to train. They're very headstrong, mm-hmm. and they are also just physically strong, too. One of the reasons that herd training is so hard is because you generally are having to control dozens of things that can not only take you out, but also they like to work together cooperatively.
Yes,
so
they
zebras
do.
Are very hard to train. It's been done, but sneaky. You know,
zebras are headstrong. They like to work in herds.
Props
and we are very strong.
Unless they get, you know, gently wisped on the chin, then okay. They just go down like a sack of potatoes. What is the angriest? Sneed, you're up first on this one. What is the angriest you've ever been at a child or a parent?
Oh. I have a good answer to this. I hope he doesn't take it.
Was it the first time she wrecked her car or the second time she wrecked her car? Maybe it was the time she hit the house with her car. I don't know. Kaylee, what's time without the maddest at you?
I think it was the time I wrecked my car, but I don't think it was the time that I hit the house. I did hit the house twice. I think it was the time that after I got grounded for hitting the house the first time, literally 10 minutes after I got ungrounded, I drove over to a friend's house and then I hit that friend's mailbox and knocked it clean over. And it was a brick mailbox too. And it went down like a tree in the rainforest. It went down. And so I'm going to say,
I want to say that.
I'm going to wait. No, I said it. That was my answer.
Oh, okay.
Because I
you let her steal it. You just teed it up for her.
Because you said hitting the house. You were really mad when I hit the house, but I think you were the most mad when I hit somebody else's property. And the fact that I made it go down so hard and it totally destroyed my bumper at the time.
Good for you for openly admitting all the details on air.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so funny. Like, I'm surprised I didn't get voted, like, worst driver for, like, you know, the seniors who's who's because, man.
Also, extra good for you for admitting. No one ever says that.
Oh, all right. I'm a bad driver. I'll admit it. I am not a good driver. Watch out for me when I'm on the road. That's your warning, Lubbock.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the second time she hit the house.
I'll give the point for honesty. It's tied 1-1.
Nice.
It's up for grabs. Ooh, we are down to the final question. Kaylee, you're up first this time for the third and final question. In honor of Captain Sneedaroo, if you were an actual superhero, what would your power be? And if you have a special weapon, a la a pocket sand, what would you have?
Ooh, what would Captain Sneedaroo's power be? I think it would be the power of persuasion because of the fact that everywhere we go, somebody knows him. Did I tell you about the time that we went to Disney World when I was like in fifth grade? And you would think Disney World, thousands of people, there's no way he would know anybody there. No, somebody there found him. And so we end up talking to this dude for like 20 minutes. And it was like in Epcot, I think. And I think we were by the golf ball looking attraction thing. And to this day, I'm still fascinated that we as a family went to Disney World that has millions of people come through it. And he still found somebody there. So I'm going to say the power of persuasion because, you know, Chris Sneed knows everybody, right?
I'm just going to go with invisibility.
Any particular reason? How would you use it?
I just don't want you to see me, man. I want you to see that pocket sand coming.
Pocket sand.
I had never heard the power of persuasion be thrown out as a superpower.
It's a newer power out there in the world.
That is a big brain answer, and I will give the point to the big brain answer. Kaylee, your Sneed versus Sneed, take versus take winner. Congratulations.
Nice.
You're 1-0, undefeated all time in take versus
all
take.
All right.
Perfect record. I cannot say that. Sneed cannot say that.
I lost to Kyler.
You Man. Did lose. And she would say
but
that.
But I also defeated Kyler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You and Ben have never squared off. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Chris loses. There's zero chance he ever wants to not be seen or heard.
That's true.
Hey, man. Ain't no one going to toot your horn but you.
I'm a big fan of this comment right here. Kaylee sounds exactly like Chris if Chris talked all science-y.
That's so true.
That's awesome, Chris. You have a super intelligent daughter. Be a proud dad.
I am.
Nice.
I'm going to tell you. Well, I shouldn't say this.
But you're going to say it anyways.
I'm the dumbest person in my family.
I don't think that's true.
That's a fact. I am the least educated, dumbest person in my immediate family.
I think the 4-year-old's got, less than you. So
Hallie Ray?
Yeah.
No, she's, no.
Does she count in this? Or the toddler?
No. I'm talking about my daughters and my family.
What about Franklin? Where does he line up?
I think he's gotten too smart. I just want to say, out there in the world, I told my sister to call South Plains Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, and I don't think she did. I think she said, okay, cool. And then she proceeded to keep the wild animal. So I said, all right, dude.
I told her, too. I mean, we
how many did everyone, or was it just you two?
I think she should have taken it from me.
Well, yeah, I think so, too, but...
We just reminded her that's a wild animal.
I think you have it wrong. It's no longer a wild animal. It's a part of the
that's
family.
It. Okay.
It's a bottom
pet
line mascot.
It is a pet now.
It's a domesticated pet.
It is the bottom line, 100.7 The Score. We'll get to more of your thoughts, comments, and questions on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. When we come back, we'll also have a play of the day. Keep it right here, 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bottom Line, 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Kaylee Sneed, Chris Sneed. Double Sneederoo today.
Double Sneederoo.
Awesome. Yep. Ben Borman behind the glass taking care of us. You can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions. Already got some on here. We will get to. Before we get to that, there was a game that was played, and you were there, Kaylee.
Yeah, I was.
You had some grievances. You, along with a lot of people, that you wanted to air out as you lose 38-30 to the Ducks on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I'm here. Actually, is because I was like, I'm gonna come up for the game, and
so
as a person who has sat through so. Flashback, I was a going band member for all 4 years, and I went to a lot of bad football games to where the band was the only people literally there.
Never lost halftime.
Yeah, never lost halftime, baby. But I think there was a lot of improvement from the week before. Definitely think there are still some things you got to clean up, you know, can't miss those field goals, can't have some of those penalties that really kind of nipped you in the butt. But I'm not terribly worried. I'm not freaking out. I'm not like, oh my god, the season is over, call in the dogs, raise the white flag. No, we're not doing that. I think that there is just, I'm thinking we treat Tarleton almost like a scrimmage, which it kind of is, but you know, you also really need to win that game. But in my honest opinion, I think we're gonna be fine. I think you just really need to clean up a lot of your mistakes, and that's what I think Tarleton will be really good for.
It's a get right game.
Yep. This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Welcome, Kaylee. Just so you know, guests are required to bring their phones up to the TV camera.
I got something to show the camera real quick.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It's neat. has the car injury. There you go.
Yeah.
Feels like a Saturday morning now.
So for those that you can't see, when I was a sophomore in high school, I totally obliterated my best friend at the time, her mailbox. And let's just say that my bumper was being held up with duct tape. And he still ran great, the car. But man, he was not looking
pretty. You said
pretty.
He, which means.
Yeah,
he
his
has
name
a
was
name.
Brad.
Brad.
It was an 05 Mustang, and I loved Brad. I wanted to drive Brad as much as I could. But then I don't remember what happened, but I think the onboard computer just stopped working. So I would literally be driving. And then everything would stop. Like, I literally would be in the middle of an intersection and the car would just turn off. And,
by
you know,
all means, let's keep that thing.
So we had to send Brad off into the sunset. And one of these days, I'm going to get me another one, but probably not till I'm, like, at death's door. But, you know, one can dream.
Okay.
Poor Brad. This, Kaylee, can we eat the fish in Galveston?
You can. There's lots of good fishing spots in Galveston. You know, you could catch snapper. You got lots of catfish out there. You know, people pay good money to fish in Galveston. Just saying. Like, I love this time of year in Galveston because all the tourists are gone, baby. I love living in Galveston, but I'm not going to lie. I don't like the tourists. And I work at a tourist destination. So I, let me tell you, I play this fun game of, did we put on enough sunscreen? And most of the time, they did not put on enough sunscreen. So, you know, that's a fun thing that we have to encounter. But the fish at Galveston is very tasty. We got lots of great local restaurants down there that literally catch their fish day of, and then they bring it in there, and they cook it and serve it up. Delicious. So you can definitely eat the fish in Galveston.
Would you ever eat raw fish in Dumas, Texas? This is not on the chat line. This is for my...
Where would you find raw fish in Dumas, Texas?
Ask Joyce Woodman. He's found it and got sick off of it. This from Tyler trying to stir things up. Kaylee, who do you think is Chris's favorite daughter?
Ooh. I can't answer that because, you know, I don't want to start nothing. Because, like, crazily enough, Shelby is tough as you know what. And I know she could take me out if we were to ever, like, throw hands. So, and then Cass. you know, love her to death, also think that she could take me out. And she's also got, you know, the husband to back her up. So I'm not going to say she that dad has a favorite daughter, but, like, I think the granddaughters are taking the lead right now on that.
That makes sense.
There's a picture on his iPad right now where literally my arm is in it, and I'm not. I'm like, you couldn't have just, like, said, hey, Kaylee, come get in the picture. Like, I saw it last night while I was working on something.
He could have just expanded. He could have taken two steps back.
And yet I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I love my daughters equally.
Yes.
They are all my heart.
Here you go. Here's a question.
An Kaylee. Actual question?
Well, those were all questions. They were pointed questions, but they were questions. Kaylee, what can you share about coyotes? Do you like coyotes or coyotes?
I like to say coyotes just because I'm from West Texas. And fun fact, we actually have coyotes in Galveston. I didn't know that until I lived there. And they have a very interesting subspecies because there was a red wolf that was only seen in Galveston, and they actually were getting together with these coyotes. And so they made a species that is only seen in Galveston, and I think that's really cool. But I don't know a ton about them just because, you know, they are not something that I would work with just because they are rabies vectors, but they do have very interesting pack mentality, and they also, you know, they are nocturnal, so they're most active at night. You'll probably hear them, you know, going past your window during dove season particularly. So best advice I can give, if you see any, just, you know, let them be. You know, usually they're just kind of wandering through. Like, sometimes they'll kind of come into the city and they kind of get a little bit displaced. So just leave them be. They usually are pretty... They're kind of like in that mindset of, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
This is a very good question from Bullfighter. Kaylee, are you faster than your dad? Sounds like you'd be more of a challenge in a foul pole, right?
I'm actually really slow. So fun fact, when I played softball in high school, and I had a pretty good bat, but I was slower than I'll get out. I get my speed from my mom. So they would have a courtesy runner run for me because I could get on base, but man, it was really risky if I stayed out there. And I was like, I accepted in life, so yeah. I'm going to say my dad could beat me just because I was never fast, and I probably never will be.
Kaylee here ran a couple doubles into singles pretty quick.
So here's a question, because, this was answered very fast in Snead versus Snead, take versus take. Whole family competitive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So were there ever, like, volatile family game nights?
I remember the Christmas that we got the Nerf guns.
Oh, yeah, that was lethal.
I think we spent 3 hours playing Nerf.
Yeah. That was fun.
We were picking people off, diving over couches. It was great.
That was great. I went for the eyes. I did. I'll admit it. Taking them out.
Should have worn goggles. I wore it the first time. Yeah, good luck seeing a game with that Nerf bullet in your eye,
you get
buddy.
The sneeze together, there's going to be some competition going on.
Blood will be shed.
We play, there's this game called Pit.
You ever played Pit?
We play it at Christmas, and it's a stock market kind of a game. And we play Pit. And when you get the extended family playing Pit.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Let's just say the decibels get louder and louder as the time goes on.
That's why we have to
rent
a house on the beach far away from everybody.
You get all the sneaks together, man. You're going to have some seismic activity because of, you know, we project.
Seismic activity.
You think I'm loud?
Let's get in a play of the day, shall we?
Two safeties, very deep.
They do not want to drop. Or he's going to hand it off. They do not want to drop.
Parsons at left tackle again makes a stunt, and Jones throws it out to the left. Fumble! Recovered in the air at the 20. Run into the end zone by Deron Bland.
Can't overreact to one game, but... Obviously, copy and paste, hopefully, just because of how many turnovers and how great the defense and special teams were. But I thought the offensive approach last night of, hey, you can win this with your defense. Don't force anything. Dak Prescott.
What was the final score? Was it like
40-0.
I was like, I know, what was it like, six, special teams 16, defense 14, offense 6.
it was incredible. And if you're the Giants, which I don't think we know any Giants fans.
I know a couple. Is Jamie a Giants fan?
No,
he's a Bills fan. Never mind. That's right.
I think his dad's a Giants fan.
One of my groomsmen, Tony Obas, is a Division I soccer referee. He's a big Giants fan. Mm-hmm. I should call him and say, "Nice game." In fact, I think I'm going to text that to him right now.
Oh, that's cold.
That offense. Now, One, I think Dallas's defense played really well and our top five defense in the league. I think the Giants are set to take a step back offensively and also had just a terrible game on top of it. How is Daniel Jones still alive? I mean,
I don't know. Micah Parsons took his soul a couple times.
Goodness gracious.
Do you see they kept showing shots of like his face being covered up with the rubber pellets and it just looked so sad. It was just like you felt bad for him and then you felt really bad for him. So sorry, my dude. Hope you do better next time. Or don't. You know, you do you.
I don't know how many Cowboys fans actually felt bad for him. I think they were like, get an 8! Get a 9! Get to double digits! It is the bottom line, 100.7. The score, great play, Ben. We will have officially official.
Nice.
Kaylee's Dailies when we come back. Yeah, bottom line, 100.7. The score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7. The score.
Is the bottom line, 100.7 the score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Kaylee Sneed, Chris Sneed, Ben Poorman. We do have Kaylee in the house, which means it's now time for a live in-person Kaylee's Dailies.
I just have a quick note about my intro. Yeah. I love my intro so much that every time I'm listening to it at work, at the end, when the eagle calls, I also call. So I'll go,
wait,
oh!
What?
Most of the time I'm alone. And so, zookeepers are weird, man.
As we have found out in plenty today, you zookeepers are a strange lot.
Yeah, we are.
You're my zookeeper.
We work really hard. We don't get paid nearly as much as we should, but man, we love what we do.
Good.
We'll go through rain, snowstorm, hurricanes.
You're like the postal service, man.
Yeah.
Except you guys actually deliver.
Oh. Shots fired.
Dang it. Man, that's cold.
Anyways. I'm sorry. That's shots fired. No, one of my good buddies, Charles Peterman, is a postal carrier and is a great dude. And I have a lot of respect for those dudes because they do.
They do.
They
especially at the holidays, man. Absolutely. When everybody's waiting till last minute, like me.
I take that back because that was an uncalled
like a pretty low blow.
That was an uncalled low blow. I was a cheap laugh by me, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I also got mad props for y'all because I'm a poor planner when it comes to buying gifts. So most of the time, I have to rush the delivery. So thank you, Postal Service, for doing that, especially coming to Galveston to deliver it because, you know, it's kind of a trek to get out there, you know, with the one working
road.
You
do deliver.
You do deliver.
You deliver. So what are they? We deliver for you? Yeah. Get to your daily.
All right. Anyways, so last time I was here, I did a daily based on an animal that I've never seen or worked with. So today I'm going the other way. I'm going to talk about something that I work with a lot, and that is the fly river turtle, a.k.a. the pig-nosed turtles. I love these things. They're so stinking cute. So fly river turtles are basically the closest thing that is related to a sea turtle, but in fresh water, and that's because they basically only live in the water. And they only come up, only the females come up just to lay eggs like sea turtles. So they always stay in the water. Yeah, there they are. So cute. They're found in shallow water river and lake habitats. They're found a lot throughout the Amazon.
But not in shallow water.
Oh,
God. No.
I mean, there's a mustang. They've got mustangs up there.
Oh, my gosh. But they're found throughout Southern America in those shallow systems. They have these adapted forelimb and shell structures that optimizes their swimming ability. Okay. So the first thing that they have is that compared to other freshwater turtles, which are quadrupedal, I'm going to teach y'all a new word today, quadrupedal, which is, walking on fours.
Okay.
Humans are bipedal. They actually have more like flippers. So they actually truly are more sea turtle-like than not. So they have flippers compared to all other freshwater turtle species.
Okay.
They also have this streamlined shell that's really cool because it's almost leathery. It doesn't have scutes like other turtle species. Their shell is basically one big, like, scute, and it's covered in this leathery material that is very velvety, and it basically helps them kind of glide or fly through the water.
Okay. I shudder to ask this because I know this as your dad. I don't ask a question that I don't want to get the full scientific answer to. But what is a scoot?
It's the components of the shell. Like, basically, it's like, you know how turtle shells kind of look like puzzles, and you kind of, like, if you were to assemble it, the individual little pieces, that's a scoot.
Okay, good.
That's what they're called. All right. Instead of just saying shell piece or scale, because that is not right. They don't have scales. But anyway, so they have this leathery type covering, and it's on both their carapace, as you like to say, and the plastron, which is the bottom part. So if you ever pick them up, they kind of are soft, but they don't like to be picked up. So tread cautiously.
Like cats.
Yes. Like cats, like Kirby Cat. He's still scared of me because he's like, who are you? I haven't seen you in 2 years.
Stay away from my scoot.
And then he's like, wait, I remember you. You lived here for a long time. It's the same cycle every time I come home. But anyways, getting into why they are called pig-nosed turtles, they have a gigantic schnoz. They have this big old nose that they actually use to help them hold their breath. So they'll come up and they'll take a deep breath, and they have been known to hold their breath for up to 12 hours.
Holy smokes. So they utilize
that big old nose. Oh, sorry. I'm looking at Clint's computer and all of the cute little pictures.
I'm distracting you with the
pig
nose.
So cute. I bought so many stickers of them recently. And oh my God, I'm so excited. But yeah, they can hold their breath for up to 12 hours, which is crazy. And then finally, one of the reasons I love Fly River Turtles, other than the reasons I've mentioned, they are the epitome of girl power, because what they do when it's nesting season is all of the females will gather together and they will all go and find places to nest together. It is so cool. They literally are like,
it's like a margarita party.
Yeah. Or if you've seen the Barbie movie, you know. If you've seen the Barbie movie, it's like, you know, how they always have girls' night. No, I think about that.
I didn't see the Barbie movie.
You should have. It was so good. But anyways.
That's probably in the list of things I'm never going to do in my life.
But the Fly River Turtle, everybody. We have a couple of them at the institution I work at, and I'm working on training one of them to come up to the window so we can do some medical procedures with it. But he doesn't like most food items, so we are struggling with that. Mm. So he only likes, like, two things, and they're things we don't have very often. And so I'm kind of like trying to...
sausages?
No, no.
Do you miss ceviche?
No. He likes smelt, which is a tiny little fish.
Oh, okay.
And then he also likes earthworms. We give them earthworms, and he is a fan. Oh, my God. He will come running
in the swimming way.
He will come charging across that pond. He doesn't care what is in his way. He's like, give me that thing. And he will keep coming back. He will literally eat them until I, like... He will just go for it. So trying to work on trying to get him to stick around for other things, because we don't have earthworms very often because they're expensive.
Which is interesting. Oh, I was going to ask. Is that, that's probably not something like, hey, go back in the garden with a shovel.
No. So we, a lot of our food items we do have shipped to us just because, you know, we do cultivate a lot of our own stuff. We cultivate a lot of our own greens, and we grow bamboo all across the property that a lot of our animals eat, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Especially
those pandas.
We don't have any of those there. Yeah. Fun fact, any great panda is actually property of China. So any panda you see in any facility in the U.S., they are actually property of China because their numbers are so low. So China has, like, a governmental hold on them. So technically any panda you see that's a giant panda in a zoo is actually on loan from China. Kind of like how every bald eagle in the United States is property of the United States.
Okay. Quickly. So let's do this real quick. You're going to Akron?
Yes.
Present your deal? So she's going to be out?
Yes.
No dailies next week from her? We'll be doing in-house dailies?
Yes.
I'm not going to give anything away, but since we're competing, I already know which route I'm going, and I feel really good about it.
I haven't thought about it once.
Well, you better get on it. Well, you already have a penguin painting. I feel like the stakes are higher for you because you could go 2-0.
Okay.
But I did want to mention something about that conference. So you had said that it sounded really boring. So fun fact.
Wait a second. It's 1,000 zookeepers getting together to talk about bamboo. I mean, yes, that sounds like the most boring thing I've ever been associated with.
Well, I'm excited about it because unlike other conferences, like say if you were to go to like, you know, when you go to your ref like camps and stuff like that, y'all have a time where you go and tour the facility and stuff, right? We have an entire day dedicated to us going to the zoo of the host facility.
Okay.
So we get to have a zoo day.
The
and it's
Akron
literally
zoo?
Yeah, Akron Zoo. They are very cool. You know, they had the snowy owlets, which are so cute. Oh, my goodness. I hope I get to see them And
Snowy Owlettes.
Yeah. We get to take a whole day just to go to the zoo, which I'm super excited about. So I am leaving for that next week. I almost said the airline. Whoops. Hoping the airline to the west or to the south.
Is it one that flies around America?
No, it is not. The one that could go to the south or to the west. Oh. So hopefully that those guys have my back. They usually do, except when they don't. So we'll see.
All right. Well,
sounding like the Giants.
Kaylee, we appreciate you coming in.
Yes,
glad you did this for the whole hour.
Glad I got to stay the whole hour.
Yeah. You got any final thoughts? Because we're about to have about a minute and a half here.
I'm going to go back. I know this is a sports talk show, and we didn't talk a whole lot of sports today. Sorry.
There's 2 more hours of sports coming.
I just want to say, I know a lot of people are like really antsy about the season. Don't get me wrong. I'm a little bit antsy too, but I think we're going to be fine. I mean, like, I remember when Nick Schumannick was like supposedly better than Patrick Mahomes.
People said that.
Yeah. And I was here for 2 years of Pat's legacy. And let me tell you, Nick, love you to death. You ain't Pat Mahomes. So
I don't love Nick to death. I really didn't. I was like,
I thought he was a good dude, but
he might be a good dude, but he's a terrible quarterback.
Yeah. So sorry. Everybody that is worried, it's going to be okay. All right? We'll be fine.
That'll do it for hour number one. Caleb, really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us cut our fingers on the barbs.
Yeah, oh, my God. Please don't say you did that.
Never mind. I'm not bleeding over here.
Oh my God. It is
the bottom line 100.7 of the score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. Clint Scott, I have questions. Jamie Lint, Ben Poorman. They are your competitors in the Gladiator's Dome of Take versus Take. Said Brendan too much in the last segment. Ben looks like he's ready to go. As he leans into the mic.
He is ready.
He's done the prime rib dance.
Mm-hmm.
As a
I'll get you limbered up.
Early celebration, maybe, of what was to come. Maybe it was a predictive prime rib dance.
Ben is competing against me today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is like a breakaway layup for you, Ben.
Let's not jump to conclusions just yet.
Okay.
Okay, if you say. All right, I want you to look deeply into your competitor's eyes.
Right now, I'm going to do that.
Do some soul searching over there. As you scan them, what mascot do you think your competitor could best pull off?
I'm going to go... Well, first off, I dislike you a lot for making me stare at Ben that long. That was completely uncomfortable.
The next question, you have to touch each other's shoulders. So,
Don't you put that evil on
me. Who gives
me
the best back rub? Fight against each other.
Why so much touching? I am going to go... I think he kind of looks like the Wisconsin Badger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one for both of you, and it's funny. I have him in the Big Ten as well.
So are we going off looks or personality?
Either one. Whichever one you want to go with.
Yeah, I think he kind of has like the shape of a badger's head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
With this new haircut, most definitely.
Yeah, it keeps you high and tight. Mm-hmm.
So with my pick, with Jamie, you're going to hate me for this because of the timing. It's 100% personality based, not looks.
Oh, because of the timing, he's going to call me a duck?
Oregon duck.
He's about to call you a duck. Jamie's a duck. The Oregon
duck. That duck is energetic. He does push-ups. Probably one of the most interactive mascots in the nation.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I've been called much worse.
I don't think that's a put-down at all.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. I mean, he's got some style, some flair to him.
Yeah.
Only problem is he wears Nike.
You yelled at Phil Knight.
I didn't really yell at him.
Yeah, he really yelled. Rat Tail Jamie came out.
You know what I thought of later?
Huh.
I totally wanted the piece of memorabilia of Phil Knight's Texas Tech football credential.
Oh, that would be cool. Because
he just walked out and threw that in a trash can.
Yeah.
Or he probably didn't even like take it. Or, here you go, Mr. Knight. He's like, no, I don't need it.
Oh, he was wearing it.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, he was wearing it. I don't know why. I just thought it was cool that Phil Knight was up there, and I walked right by him. I'm like, and as I'm walking right next to him, I didn't stop, but he was there, and we crossed each other's paths, and I thought to myself, how many times has this dude right here had dinner with MJ? How many times have he and Jordan been in the same room in a conversation and all that? You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, you looked different in the movie.
Like, this is a legitimate question because I wouldn't have been able to. Mm-hmm.
But I did mumble something about Under Armour being much better as I got a few feet away from him.
Loudly. If he didn't have his credentials, would you have been able to, like, tell who he was?
I think so. I assume, of course, knowing the situation, where we were. Like, right, if I was walking through the mall, or an airport, I probably wouldn't have. Okay, but context clues. He had two handlers with him. I turned the corner from the restroom. I can see an old man, kind of similar looking. He's got two handlers with him. Oregon's in town. I'm like, yep, sure enough, he is here. Yeah. And as I got close, I could see the credentials.
Shirts on the security said Knights of the Round Table. Right.
No, it did not. Okay. So I don't know. I thought it was really cool that he was here. And it's cool that, you know, he's such a massive supporter of them and all that good stuff.
Yeah. That being said, you're going to get the point. Great answer, but I do think that I'm just seeing him as a Wisconsin Badger.
He kind of looks like him.
I would have gone to the Big Ten. I would have given him the Purdue Boilermaker. I think they have the exact same build.
Okay. Well, that's good for you, Ben.
Yeah, no, that's a compliment.
I mean, he's a muscular.
And I would have said stout you could dude. Just put on the little Notre Dame fedora and you would have pulled that off perfectly.
I don't wear knickers.
You could don't if you were the you mascot,
put that
though.
Evil on me. I pretty much don't wear green.
Yeah, but that's just if you just put on the garb. You could be an Irishman there, Jamie boy. Brennan, you... Dang it, Ben, you're up first now.
Dang it, come on!
Trying to tie it up. What is the best way to cope on a Sunday after a disappointing late-night Saturday college football loss?
I'm just going to give a simple Ice Cube answer here. Go to church.
Get right.
Praise the Lord.
Puts things in perspective. Oh. I'm just going to tell you, sleep as long as possible.
Sleep it. So, okay. Go to church. Sleep in.
So by the time... It's not to avoid church. It's not. But by the time you wake up, you are extremely refreshed. And we all know when we get a lot of sleep, we tend to be in a better mood. So, like, things that happen, you know, previously, you just kind of let it go. You wake up early, even to go to church, you're probably like, oh, man, we stunk last night, lost. I don't get to sleep. It took forever. I don't get to sleep in. I got to go to church. I don't know, man. Just feel like getting up early would be the last thing I'd want to do.
I like to imagine... I'm not saying this is you, but I like to imagine now off that answer, like you've gotten up early, you're just angry. Preacher's up there like, and the church said, Jamie in the back, you should have beat Oregon! All right, we're going to do an extra hymn now because of that guy.
That guy.
Ben, how do I go?
I know.
Ben's
I think
point?
I'm voting for Ben too.
I feel like that was a low... Somehow a church was a low blow answer. Well, I can't explain it.
Here's the problem.
It was a trap answer. That's what it was.
Here's the deal, though. If you're going to a church where you can't take a late service in, you're doing it wrong, man. Do both. Get both of our answers in there. I slept until 9, got to church at 10. We're good.
Did you yell at anybody?
Did I yell at anybody? No. Didn't yell amen or any of that stuff.
Did you guys know I met Phil Knight?
We hung out. I didn't really meet him, Clint.
We're basically best friends now.
Just walked by him. I said some words to him, but I don't know that he heard them.
Said some words, threw some hands. We're tied 1-1. All right, I'm going to give you the entire sports weekend. You can go to any sport, any level. Who had the best weekend? You can go player, team, position group. Doesn't matter.
Who won the FIBA basketball championship?
France, right? No, Germany. Germany won it.
Germany beat Serbia?
Yeah.
who had the best? Novak Djokovic is now holds the record for the most Grand Slam championships. He basically cemented himself as the greatest of all time. Hard to beat that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious if you go, go that route.
I know. He's a Serb. Croats probably aren't happy. Although he's coached by a Croat.
So he's basically,
basically
the Croatian.
They're not
sensation.
Warring anymore. They're, I think they're tight again.
Q and Phil Knight. Secret handshakes.
I don't really know. I'm not really paying attention. I just know about their athletes.
I'll just believe whatever you tell me. Ben, who had a better weekend.
So I am by no means a Skip Bayless fan when I say this, but how about them Cowboys? I'm not going to scream.
Skip Bayless or Batman?
I didn't want to scream. I didn't.
Maybe Stephen A. and all his cowboy hating had the worst weekend. Is he a Giants fan too, Stephen A. Smith? I don't know.
He is a Knicks fan, though. I can't wait for him to get depressed if they do bad, but Knicks. They might not be this year.
What sport are the Knicks? Tell me again when they're relevant.
Pickleball. Pickleball. Of them both had great weekends. I will give Jamie the point. Hard not to go with the
that's so embarrassing for me.
All time.
I win because of Novak Djokovic. It feels like a loss to me.
The Serbian Croat. That's what they've called him.
No, that's not what they've called him.
The Croatian Serb. The Serb and Serbian.
But Goran Ivanišević is his coach. Goran Ivanišević, who used to be a professional tennis player, was in Tony Kukoc's wedding. They're buds. So if he coaches Novak, okay, I got to root for Novak, I guess.
Goran Ivanišević.
Don't get hurt.
That's the curse word of the club that you keep going to. It's the bottom line 100.7 The Score.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.